This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Claydon, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of July the 31st, and here we go. It's an hour of great music from the 1980s. Now, first up this week is a song by Irish rock band U2. It is the opening track from their 1983 album War, and was released as the album's third single in March 1983 in the Netherlands and West Germany. The song is noted for its militaristic drum beat, harsh guitar, and melodic harmonies. It is one of U2's most overtly political songs, and its lyrics describe the horror felt by an observer of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, mainly focusing on the 1972 Bloody Sunday incident in Derry, where British troops shot and killed unarmed civil rights protesters. Critics rate it among the best political protest songs, and it has been covered by over a dozen artists. In 2004, it was ranked 268th on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It's U2 and Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How long
listening to the 80s at 8, and that was U2 with Sunday, Bloody Sunday from 1983. Up next is a song recorded by Weird Al Yankovic that appears as the opening track on his third studio album, Dare to be Stupid. It was released as the album's second single in June 1985. It was issued as a 7-inch, 12-inch, and picture disc. It's a parody of the pop song Like a Virgin by Madonna. Its lyrics describe a hospital environment with the same melody as Madonna's original. The song was well received by music critics, who praised Weird Al's take on Madonna's single. Another critic called it as good as Like a Virgin. In the United States, it peaked at number 47 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming his fifth entry in that country at the time. It's Weird Al Yankovic and Like a Surgeon. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Weird Al Yankovic and Like a Surgeon from 1985. Up next is the debut single from Australian pop group Wah Wah Knee. The song was released in April 1986 as the lead single from their self-titled debut studio album. The song peaked at number 2 on the Australian singles chart and number 11 in New Zealand. The group performed the song live on Countdown in July 1986. At the 1986 Countdown Australia Music Awards, the song was nominated for Best Debut Single. At the ARIA Music Awards of 1987, the song was nominated for ARIA Award for Highest Selling Single. In 2015, the song was listed at number 25 in the Mix's 100 Greatest Australian Dance Tracks of All Time. It's Wawa Nee with Stimulation. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Wawa Nee with Stimulation from 1986. Up next is a song by British pop duo Wham, originally released as a single in December 1984 on a double A-side with Last Christmas. It was written and produced by George Michael, one half of the duo, becoming their third consecutive million-selling number one hit in the United States. The presence of the Band-Aid project meant that the double A-side peaked at number 2 in the UK singles chart, although in the process it became the biggest selling record not to get to number 1. However, in the USA, the song did reach number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and became the third number one song in a row from 1984's Make It Big album. In New Zealand, it reached number six. It's Wham! And Everything She Wants.
Yeah.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Wham and Everything She Wants from 1984. Up next is a 1982 song from Ultravox's sixth studio album Quartet. The song was released in November 1982. It was released as the album's second single, and it reached number 11 on the UK singles chart and the top 10 in Germany and Switzerland. The song was written by Warren Cann, Chris Cross, Billy Currie and Majur, and produced by George Martin. The cover art depicts certain symbols of Freemasonry, most notably the compass and the square. Lyrically, the song describes a time of corruption in which all that's good will fall from grace, and different words have other meaning. The protagonist expresses his worldly ambitions for power and glory in phrases from the Bible, the storybook, especially the Lord's Prayer. It's Ultravox with Him.
Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the glory, till my kingdom come. Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the Give me all the stars.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Ultravox with Him from 1982. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now up next is a 1988 electronic novelty pop song by the Time Lords. That's Time Boy and Lord Rock, aliases of Bill Drummond and Jim Courtney, better known as the KLF. The song is predominantly a mashup of the Doctor Who theme music and Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 2, with sections from Blockbuster by Sweet. The single was not well received by critics, but was a commercial success, hitting number one in the UK and New Zealand, and reaching the top 10 in Australia, Finland, Ireland and Norway. The song was given an international single release in May 1988. It's the Time Lords with Doctor in the TARDIS. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Time Lords and Doctor in the TARDIS from 1988. Up next is a song by American rock band Toto, released as the second single, third in Europe, from their triple platinum 1982 album Toto 4. The song was released in July 1982. It peaked at number 19 in Cashbox magazine and at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in September 1982. The song was also featured on the video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories on the radio station Emotion 98.3. Cashbox called it sunny summer pop that should reach the top, saying that the opening piano chords recall the Beach Boys. It's Toto and Make Believe. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Toto and Make Believe from 1982. Up next is a song recorded by the American singer Tina Turner, released in May 1984. It was taken from her fifth solo album, Private Dancer, and became Tina Turner's most successful single. Although Tina Turner had already scored a late 1983 top 30 hit with her rendition of Let's Stay Together, this song gave Tina Turner her first and only Billboard Hot 100 number one single, selling over 1.5 million copies worldwide. At the time, aged 44, she became the oldest solo female artist to top the Hot 100 chart. In New Zealand, the song reached number three. The song received three awards at the 1985 Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. It's Tina Turner, and What's Love Got to Do with It?
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Tina Turner and What's Love Got to Do with It from 1984. Up next is the debut single by British pop rock ensemble T'Pau, released in 1987 from their debut album Bridge of Spies. The song is notable for its usage of various vocal overdubs, causing Carol Decker, essentially, to be duetting with herself on the original studio recording. Upon its initial release in the UK in February 1987, the song was not well received, entering the bottom of the chart and falling out immediately after. But in the United States, the song received heavy airplay, and the Pepe Jeans advertisement enabled it to reach number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in August 1987. In New Zealand, it reached number 9. It's Te Pau with Heart and Soul. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Te Pau with Heart and Soul from 1987. Our last song this week was written by Northern Irish singer-songwriter Van Morrison and first released on his 1982 album Beautiful Vision. It was released as a single on the B-side in 1982 with the instrumental Scandinavia as the A-tune. Another release in 1984 had a live version of this song as the A-side. The song was recorded for the album on the Beautiful Visions sessions in the summer of 1981 at the Record Plant Studios in Sausalito, California. The album sleeve states that the lyrics on this song and part of Aryan Mist were inspired by the 1950 publication Glamour, A World Problem by Alice Bailey. It's Van Morrison and Dweller on the Threshold.
And I'm waiting at the door, and I'm standing in the darkness. I don't want to wait no more. I have seen without perceiving.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Van Morrison with Dweller on the Threshold from 1982. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our website at Manawatu People's Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show/the80s at 8, and you can hear previous episodes of the 80s at 8 anytime you like. Also, check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/the80s at 8, where the 8 is E-I-G-H-T. Also, follow me on Twitter at Adam Claydon or Instagram, Adam_Claydon. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.